1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 탈을 고르세요.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for a traditional Korean mask. I want to send it to my friend in Canada.
In that case, you chose the right place. We are famous for having a great variety of those items in stock. Unless you have particular pattern or design in mind, how about these dotted face masks?
They look interesting, but I don't want my friend to think that Koreans have dots on their faces.
All right, then. How about these? These are designed to represent the ordinary working people of Korea.
Well, they kind of look sad.
How about this one? It has no dots and the face is smiling.
Oh, I like it. Though this design is simple, it has a symbolic meaning. I'll take it. Could you wrap it up for me?
Sure.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 저녁 식사를 하게 될 시각으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Alice, you didn't forget our plans to go to the April concert tomorrow night, did you?
Of course not. What time shall we meet?
Well, the concert will start at 6:30 and go on for an hour and a half. Would you like to have dinner before or after the concert? I'd love to take you to our favorite Italian restaurant, Olive Garden.
That would be wonderful. But don't you think it's too early to have dinner before the concert?
Yeah, I think so. The concert finishes at 8. If we hurry, we can be at the restaurant in 30 minutes. Does that sound okay?
It's a little late for dinner, but sounds good.
Great. I'll make the reservation. See you tomorrow at 6:30.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 로버트의 이전 직업으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hello, Robert.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Smith.
I went to see you last Friday because I had a terrible cold, but you weren't there.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling much better. By the way, I heard you quit your job recently. Is that true?
Yes, last month.
Why? I had always thought you were satisfied with your job and had a good reputation in your field.
It was a worthwhile job to help many people, but I have always wanted to hold my own art exhibition, so I needed more free time to prepare for it.
Oh, you paint?
Just a little. I'm not that good, but I have great passion for painting.
That's wonderful. Please let me know when you hold your exhibition.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 식사비로 지불하게 될 금액으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
The food was great.
I agree. Should we add up the bill?
Okay. We ordered one large potato pizza, two seafood spaghetti, and one pitcher of Coke. The total adds up to $50.
But wait, I have a coupon, and we can get a 20% discount.
Oh, I just remembered I have a membership card, and a pitcher of Coke is free. Can we use both at the same time?
Unfortunately, no. The coupon says it can't be used with the membership card. We can only use one at a time.
If we want a free Coke, we have to pay $42. But if we use your coupon, we only pay $40. So I think we should use your coupon.
Wait, I just remembered I'm having my son's birthday party here next weekend. Can I save my coupon for that day?
Oh, all right. Let's just use my membership card this time.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화가 이루어진 장소로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a cooking book, but I can't seem to find one.
Let me check. Well, if you go to Section 7, you can find various kinds of cooking books.
I've already searched in Section 7 for at least half an hour.
What kind of cooking books are you looking for?
Some recipes for baby food.
Ah, I see. All the books regarding babies are in Section 10. And you are very lucky today. because we are currently having a 20% spring sale on all the books in Section 10.
Thank you for your help. Excuse me, I'd like to change my room, please.
Which room are you staying in?
1102.
You are Ms. Brown?
Yes.
You asked for a non-smoking room?
Yes, but I would like to change to a room that has internet connection because I need to use it tonight.
Well, ma'am, our hotel provides internet service only on the 12th floor.
Do you have any vacant rooms on that floor?
Let me check. I have one, but it's a smoking room.
I don't like the smell of cigarettes. Do I have any other choice?
No, ma'am. Do you still want to change your room?
Well, yes. I have no choice.
7번입니다. 다음을 듣고 수선이 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Bill, it's Susan. I know you are mad at me. I'd feel the same if I were you. Honestly, I didn't know that it was your son's wedding last Saturday. I only found out this morning about the wedding when my secretary cleaned her desk and found your son's invitation card. I know how much you helped me on my daughter's wedding day, and I had always wanted to pay back the favor. When you get this message, please call me on my mobile phone. Please.
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 딸의 심정으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hey, stop! Red light!
Oops, sorry, Dad. I didn't see it. I was too busy watching my right side mirror.
Concentrate. Why aren't you changing lanes?
Because, Dad, I'm afraid. The other cars are going too fast.
You can do it. Turn the right blinker on and look at the side mirror. Now, move it.
Oh my God, Dad, I can't do three things at once. It's too confusing.
Be more confident, and you'll overcome your fear of driving.
Okay, Dad, I'll try, but I am still scared.
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 잭슨이 받은 점수로 옳은 것을 고르세요.
Jackson, you look upset today. What's wrong?
Did you receive your report card?
Yes, you must have received yours too. How are your results? My results for this semester were just as bad as last semester.
Mine was the worst ever. I got all B's except for two subjects.
Did you get a B in math? I did.
Actually, I got an A. I like math. However, I got a C in English writing.
Really? I thought the English writing test was not difficult at all.
I know, but I'm really weak in writing. I should have practiced more.
You know you can start practicing today. There is a saying, better late than never.
10번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 쇼핑 목록이 아닌 것을 고르세요.
Tina, can you come with me to Giant Mart?
Sure. What are you going to buy?
I need a few things to make chicken salad for my mom's birthday. That's her favorite.
Oh, what a nice son. Do you know how to make it?
Of course. It's easy. You just need some vegetables, boiled chicken, and salad dressing, and mix them together.
What kinds of vegetables do you put in it?
All kinds, but lettuce is very important.
Are you going to put any cucumber? It's my favorite vegetable.
No, my mom has a bad allergic reaction to it. Instead, I usually add broccoli and onion. Are you ready to go now?
Sure, I'm ready.
21번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 피로를 찾아야 하는 이유로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hey, Susan. Have you seen Peter?
No, why?
I need to find him now. His father called this morning and told me that Peter would get his own room in the college dormitory next month.
I thought he said the rooms were all taken.
It was, but one of the boys gave up his room.
Good for Peter. He will be very happy when he hears this news.
I know, but his father said if Peter doesn't register the room by today, it will go to the next student in line. So we must find him quickly.
Okay, I'll help. You look for him in the library, and I'll go to the gym.
All right, let's hurry.
12번입니다. 다음을 듣고 아이가 누구인지 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
What am I? I am now one of the most popular world events. No other event captures the world's attention like me. I was created in Montevideo, Uruguay, in 1930 by a Frenchman, Jules Rimet. Since then, I have had many fans all over the world. Among them, I'm especially loved in Brazil. Through me, Brazil is on the top ranks in the world. And the Republic of Korea shined to the world 4 years ago. You can watch me every 4 years. If you come to Germany in June this year, you can meet me in person.
13번입니다. 다음을 듣고 이번 주말의 날씨를 고르세요.
Good morning. This is ABC News Weather Center, and I'm Gloria Park. Today we have another foggy morning, and I advise all drivers to be more careful on the road. This heavy fog will not clear until midday. All domestic morning flights are canceled so far, and listen for further updates. We are experiencing these frequent heavy fog due to the big differences in the morning temperature. Rain is expected to fall in the late evening and continue until Friday afternoon. But you can enjoy this weekend with clear, blue, sunny skies. So make plans to go on a picnic with your family or with your loved ones. I'll be back in an hour with the latest weather forecast.
14번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 진료를 받을 요일과 시각을 고르세요.
Hello, Smile Dental Clinic.
Hello, my name is Jonathan and I made an appointment for a dental checkup next Monday.
Let me check the appointment book. Ah, yes, it's written down as Monday 2 p.m.
Are you sure? I thought my appointment was at 5 p.m. Can you check again? My full name is Jonathan Sims.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. There seems to be two appointments with the same name, Jonathan. Now, how can I help you, Mr. Sims?
I think my right gum is infected. It is so painful that I can hardly eat or sleep. Can I see the dentist tomorrow?
I'm sorry, but Dr. Rick attends a seminar every Friday, so we will be closed.
Then when can I see him the earliest?
The best I can do is Monday at 1 p.m. He is fully booked until then.
I see. The earlier, the better. Thank you for your help, and I'll see you then.
15번입니다. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 알맞은 대화를 고르세요.
1.
I've never had such a terrible steak.
Is it too well done? 2.
Can you give me a more affectionate pose together?
You mean like this? Geez. 3.
Why are you giving me these flowers?
To congratulate your birthday. 4.
How much is this camera?
It's $500 with a 10% discount. 5.
Long time no see. How have you been?
Fantastic. I just came back from my honeymoon.
16번과 17번 문제는 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 16번입니다.
Honey, can you come home right now?
Peter, where are you? Aren't you supposed to be on your way for your job interview?
I was, but I had to turn back home when I realized I had left a very important document at home.
So, did you ring to ask me where the document is?
No, I called because I don't have the house key and I can't get in.
It would be faster if you go to my sister's house. She has our spare key.
I already did, but nobody's there. So, honey, please, hurry back home. I really don't want to lose this opportunity.
17번입니다.
Jason, you busy now?
I'm doing my English homework. Why, Mom?
Do you remember what you said to me the day before yesterday?
Not really. What are we talking about?
I'm talking about you borrowing $10 from me and not keeping your promise to pay me back yesterday.
Ah, I remember now. I bought a CD. Did I say I would pay you back by yesterday?
You sure did, and you didn't keep your promise.
Sorry, Mom. I promised to pay you back by next Friday. Because I spent all my money.
18번과 19번 문제는 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 18번입니다.
Jane, do you remember Mr. Brown?
Mr. Brown? Who's that?
He was our high school music teacher.
Ah, our music teacher, Mr. Brown. Wasn't he really good at singing?
Yeah, him. He was also very tall and handsome like a movie star. And he was a real gentleman.
Wasn't he also the most popular teacher in the school? Why are you suddenly asking about him?
Well, surprisingly, I bumped into him yesterday.
Did he recognize you?
Yes, he recognized me. But I couldn't recognize him because he had changed so much.
You know, it has been 15 years since we graduated from our high school. We also have changed a lot.
19번입니다.
Honey, wake up. It's already 8 o'clock.
Just 5 more minutes, please. I couldn't fall asleep until 3 a.m. last night.
Didn't you say you have a very important meeting with your boss this morning?
Oh, my God. What day is it today?
It's Wednesday, and if you don't hurry up, you will be late for the meeting.
I will be more late if I prepare breakfast. Do you mind doing it for me?
Don't worry. It's already taken care of. For breakfast, I prepared some toast and pancakes for us.
20번입니다. 다음을 듣고 이 상황에서 수잔이 했을 말로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Susan got divorced recently. She and her husband decided their children would live with their father. Susan now works in a restaurant as a waitress. When she often sees other families eating out happily, she can't hold back her tears and misses her two boys even more. One day, she got a call from her son Jerry. He was also missing his mother and wanted her to come to his high school graduation. She promised Jerry she'd go, but then realized that she had to work on that day. So she decided to ask her coworker Helen a favor. What will Susan say to Helen? Helen?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 전국 15개 시도교육청